It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, let's do it. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Gilson! Did you hurt yourself? Did you hurt yourself on that one? Hey. I am Brock. He is Hunter, and is time to throw it down. After Show podcast style. Of course, facts and opinions for you. Got some good facts.
Swear to God, if there's a president one in there. I'm already seeing enough of the presidents.
No, there's no presidential facts in here, I promise you.
God, thank you.
I promise you. No president. There's some good facts today. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. So nice. Let's get to it. Facts and opinions. Fact number one. Buzz Aldrin wasn't the first man to walk on the moon, but he was the first person to pee there. He peed into a special bag in his suit while he was on the moon.
So what, he wasn't... Well, he was part of the crew on the first people on the moon.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
He just wasn't the one. He wasn't the first one out of the rover.
No, exactly. And Neil Armstrong. Jesus Christ.
Neil Armstrong.
Yeah. So he was the first one that he did the steps, and that's one small step for man, one giant.
Yeah, that's right. Buzz Aldrin's the one that knocked that guy out. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He's the one that that fought that guy.
We got to, in high school, we got to see Buzz Aldrin. He came to our high school and did like a, I'm sorry. It wasn't Buzz Aldrin. It was Story Musgrave. That's a different guy. Space guy. Never mind. Sorry.
Another space
Way off
space
on the
space guy.
Anyway.
Do you remember, so you had Buzz, you had Neil. Do you remember the third guy?
Buzz. Well, you had Buzz, you had Woody, you had the dog. No, that's Toy Story. Hang on. No, you got Buzz, you have Neil, and...
the only reason I know is because I'm looking up. His name's Michael Collins.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I couldn't have told you that.
No idea. Everyone just knows Buzz and Neil. Michael stay on the... Stay on the ship or what?
He must have did. I don't think they all. What if they all got off and they floated away?
Hey, did you tie down the? Did you tie down the rover? I thought you were supposed to, and they just looked back and there it is. Oh god! Shit!
I know that. Shit! Oh shit!
Did you put the emergency brake on?
Oh shit! just think about this. I know at least some of you out there screaming at the podcast, oh, we didn't fucking land on the moon. All right, just imagine for a second. Imagine we did. All right. Could you imagine being up there on a different rock, floating around in darkness? Just what the?
Dude.
You really think about it. Just watching that footage, watching those videos, it's just like, man, that's terrifying to me, dude.
Okay, it's the 60s. Doctors are still promoting cigarettes at this point.
Barely had power windows, dude.
We are so far behind, but yet you're willing to get into this rocket that is propelled by jet fuel. You're going to be flying hundreds of thousands of miles an hour, okay?
Dude.
All right? And you're going to get launched up into space and go to just a rock that is held into atmosphere or whatever by gravity, okay? Who knows what's going to happen? We don't know if there's anything up there or not. Dude. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'll do it. Okay, no worries.
That's crazy. That's crazy, man. I just watched that. On Netflix, they have a thing called The Challenger right now. And it's from that, 85, 86 or something?
The Challenger.
Yeah, that Sally Ride going up, the teacher, and then exploding. You know, wow, dude, it's an incredible, incredible documentary. Check it out if you got the time. But
I didn't realize how many different missions they made up into space. That's what I was like, dude, they did how many missions in those ships? That's nuts, man.
I'm not going to ruin it for you if I tell you this, but... So they were doing these missions, dude, and there's a lady that gets interviewed in this documentary. Her dad is the engineer for these rocket boosters, right? He's like the main guy. And like she knows, like firsthand, she was like, during these missions, before the Sally Ride Challenger mission, he would come home in shambles saying this one of these fucking things are going to blow up.
Oh, yeah. That's
He's like there was a problem with like a seal.
The O-rings.
Couldn't fix, like a rubber seal.
Yep, the O-rings there that connected like the booster to what edge, like the rocket tip. Anyway, that's not you know, new news to anybody. But that was the whole big deal, is that, you know, they skirted regulations because they needed to get this up there. They needed a win, and unfortunately, the entire crew lost their lives.
I guess he came home. He came home and told that lady, his daughter, like, hey, this is gonna explode.
Yeah,
it's happening, and there's a fucking teacher on it.
Yep.
You know, or just, it doesn't even matter, a teacher, there's people on it.
Yeah, the whole crew there, so, yep. No, it's crazy, man. Now, space is nuts, and they're talking about now sending a whole crew of women up to the moon, like, we're sending people up to the moon, but, like, what is it, like, 2024 or something like that is what they're planning on?
Yeah. It's happening, man. In our lifetime, dude, it's not far-fetched.
Dude,
not far-fetched,
it's not far-fetched for us to go to the moon.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. You know
what I mean?
Yeah, so... I don't know about that, though.
Would you?
Here's the thing. Is if eventually it gets... Let's say you and I are fortunate enough to live into our 90s, okay? That's 60... Let's say we get to 95, all right? You just turned 35, correct? Mm. Let's say you get to live till 95. Hunter, that's 60 years from now. Imagine what could happen 60 years from now. You can't even really wrap your brain around it because you think about what's happened in our lifetime. You know, all the craziness. I mean,
how exponential it is. It's going to get faster and faster. Dude, that's crazy.
Who knows? Maybe 30 years from now, they say flying is safer than driving. It's statistically proven that flying in an airplane is safer than driving. Who knows? Maybe eventually flying to the moon will be just as safe as flying in an airplane.
Just hopping around.
I mean, I always go back to the one of the first episodes of Futurama, where Fry just he's amped up because they're going to the moon. They have to make a delivery. He's like, oh, my God. And everyone's like, why are you excited to go to the moon? And they have, like, that theme park up on the moon. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, it's where tourists, like, it's terrible. It's like a Disneyland up on the moon. But for him, you know, a guy who, you know, back from the 20th century, like, that's a big deal. And it is a big deal, you know, so... Who knows?
Hunter,
maybe
you're going to the moon. You're going to the moon. Can I bring a golf club? Yeah. I want to hit a drive on the moon, dude, with no gravity.
And maybe they have that. Maybe they will have the moon putt-putt course or golf course. We don't know. We don't know, man. It's nuts. It's fucking crazy. So, anyway. All right. That was a good first fact. I don't know. Fact number two, opinion number two. Squirrels hibernate so hard that you can juggle them without waking them up. Now you shouldn't juggle squirrels, but obviously, okay. The fact that we even
squirrels,
know this,
you fucking bum, you bums. Yeah, you know what? You sleep so. God,
maybe
you're gonna say
maybe someone actually did juggle some squirrels, and then they're like, "All right, the fun's done." But let's be serious now. We probably shouldn't juggle these squirrels. Like, how do you know that you can juggle squirrels while they're hibernating unless you juggled squirrels somewhere down the line? Someone juggled three squirrels.
We all have a buddy, too, that sleeps harder than those squirrels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's the one you fuck with at parties.
How's he so tired? God, he goes to bed at 10 and he sleeps till like 2.
Sit there, you're playing Rammstein on a loudspeaker right next to his head.
How high did you get before you went to bed?
Could you imagine, though, you're juggling these squirrels and then they wake up and just freak out and attack you? How many squirrels do you think you could juggle?
Oh, I can't even juggle balls, dude. I can't juggle no damn squirrel.
If you could juggle, how many squirrels do you think you could
how
juggle?
How do you do it? Do you do it? You know how they juggle machetes? Do you flip them over and grab them by the tail?
I think that would be the more showy way to juggle a squirrel. Yeah. Otherwise, you just hold them by the body. But the tail, I think, might be more consistent, too.
Juggling squirrels might be a new circus act.
I'm going to try it.
Just got to do it during the winter.
I'm going to try it. Exactly. Yeah, the hard part is getting up into the tree and grabbing the squirrel and then, you know, then juggling. You got to juggle them up on top of a ladder. That's dangerous.
It's a fun fact.
Yeah, there you go. Fact number three, opinion number three. The word duds in milk duds came about because the company that created them tried to make them perfectly round but found that it was impossible. So all of them wound up being duds. That's how you got milk duds. Yeah. I love milk duds, dude. Those are delicious.
Yeah, all right. A lot better candy than milk duds.
Like what?
All of them. Fucking all of them.
Dude, it's fucking all of them. It's chocolate. It's a chocolate covered caramel.
I mean, yeah, that's good. I see. I think it's too much. The caramel's too hard or something. I can't you get through one milk dud. My jaw's about to fall off, dude.
Yeah, your mom always warms them up in her hands for him before she puts them in.
Does
mouth.
She? Right.
That was a stretch, but it's out there now.
That was a stretch. You know, milk duds. They come in the yellow box, right?
Yeah, the yellow box.
You only get like two of them. You only get like two of them in that box.
No,
right?
You get a ton of them. It's a tiny little. They're tiny ones. The problem with milk duds is that if you do more than like one at a time, they will just get jammed into the crevices of your teeth, like just wedged in there, and you're not getting them out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's the best caramel candy. Ooh, those caramel squares. What about just the caramel squares?
Those Werther's caramel squares. I understand the soft chews, the caramel soft chews. Those are delicious. But the best caramel candy is the cowtails. The that kind of like chewy caramel with the
there's some weird white stuff in it though. It's not good.
It's frosting. It's just frosting. What are you talking about?
Little
Getz's like little round ones with the cream in the middle. Ugh.
Yeah. So you're going to tell me a cowtail is better than a Snickers bar?
Cowtail is my favorite candy of all time. So, yes, absolutely it is.
Damn, really?
Yeah, I love cowtails. Those are my Kiki always gets them for my birthday. I love cowtails. They're the perfect snack.
You did have them in the studio there for a while. Yeah. I noticed I didn't touch one of them.
Johnny bought me a huge bag of them for my birthday last year. No, dude, I fucking love cowtails. Delicious. Yeah.
Jesus.
I guess I just like cream-filled things. That's why I like your mom so much.
I guess. I guess.
Anyway.
You son of a... You're probably a Milky Way guy, too, aren't you?
Milky Ways aren't bad. Milky Ways aren't bad. One thing I'll never get behind those Three Musketeers. Jesus. What a fucking garbage candy Three Musketeers are. Yeah.
Brock's a peep guy. He loves peeps.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No. Peeps are... that shouldn't even be considered candy. Peeps and jelly
torture.
Beans. Peeps and jelly beans are terrible, all right?
They're terrifying. That's what they are.
Ugh. Just coagulated sugar in the shape of a bean.
It's not even like ground up sugar. Like when you bite it, it's like a...
Yeah.
It's like that.
Ugh.
I don't want to chew my sugar, guys.
Yeah.
There's some cookies out there like that, too. You're like, ugh.
I'd take those wax milk bottles over a peep or a jelly belly.
Would you just throw those in your mouth and just kind of suck on them?
I honestly don't think I've ever had one in my life. They've never looked appealing to me. I'll be honest.
Yeah, I used to chew on that wax. Ugh. Jesus.
Literally wax filled with liquid. And like there wasn't hardly any liquid in there. What a garbage candy. Who made those? Fact number four, opinion number four. During a war between Austria and Turkey in 1788, two Austrian army factions accidentally got into a battle with each other, and there were 10,000 soldiers wounded or killed. Jesus Christ.
Damn.
Yeah. Arnold's from Austria, isn't he?
That's all you can hear from over there.
That was in 1788. That's close combat there. It's not like nowadays where we got drones dropping bombs. Like, how do you not go like, hey, Arnold, is that you? It's like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
That's another terrible. We were talking about terrifying things with the moon. Imagine that being in the 1700s in some woods with a sword.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is, though, and I might have shared this with you, because I was like,
Jesus.
I went deep in one day into this, like, you know, like legendary battles. And like, it just had to be, man, they just had to be fighting all the time. The crazy thing is that they are not like what we see in the movies, in a sense. And what I mean by that is, yes, there were some legendary battles where, you know, you had 5,000 guys with swords against another 5,000 just going at it in the mud and the blood and the horses. But those were so few and far between. Lots of times they didn't last long. You'd come in, maybe a few people would get at it, and then they'd retreat. All these battles weren't like what they were, and they didn't happen that often.
It wasn't like a mosh pit of people just...
No, there were... And that's why you do have some of these legendary tales of people going in. But
so you're telling me it was nothing like the movie 300?
No. But actually now those battles, because and those were the legendary ones, so those did happen. But now, of course, Hollywood, it does what Hollywood does. But you'd think that, you know, back then there was just, you know, just constant fighting and King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table. But really, the big epic battles were few and far between. And the little ones that they had that were between, like, you know, the druids of this place and the other, you know, like, it, they didn't last long, and it really wasn't that many people fighting, so.
Even when you tell me that, it's still terrifying to me.
Oh, for sure. Could you imagine just, like, you're a farmer, and it's like, oh, hey, like, you have this farming colony, and now they got to fight off these other guys that are trying to steer their cattle, and so they have these, like, terribly fashioned swords, and you're going to get stabbed with one of those? It's like, dude.
Yeah.
While you're fighting.
Anybody back then think of peace? For God's sakes. It's like everybody back in the day just wanted to slay each other.
That's the way.
Still do.
That's how you survived. You had these. And not everyone was like, you know, like warrior tribes, but you had those, and that was their thing. You had farming tribes, you had warrior tribes, and then you're sitting there and you got to fight in a goddamn, you know, a potato sack that your wife made for you. Oh, but it was so romantic back then.
Yeah, you people bitching about your life today.
Imagine that. God. Anyway. Lastly, fact number five, opinion number five.
Yeah, here I am in my basement looking up golf videos.
Yeah, we got it really easy, folks.
Not ducking swords that will decapitate me.
Yeah, an arrow out of nowhere. You know, I'm just...
Dude.
You're sitting there walking your one milking cow, and all of a sudden, you know, arrow in the back of the neck. Like, what the fuck?
Sounds hard.
It's in the bone. All right. Fact number four, opinion number four. The lead singer of Toto in the mid and late 80s, and then again for the past decade, was Joseph Williams. His father, John Williams, was a legendary film composer. That was a dumb fact. Let's end on arrow in the back of the neck. Perfect. Right in the thigh.
That's a slow death.
Imagine getting an arrow like in the calf. Oh. And here's the thing. You could probably walk that off, but then the infection you're going to get because it's filthy. Jesus.
Yeah, no, you got to go bite on a book and you have some fucking doctor lop it off, dude, at the knee.
No, you just go, we got to break it off and then we're going to dig it out. Yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to sit here and watch some golf videos, dude, and just really enjoy.
Where do you think the worst spot would be to get shot with an arrow? Now, mind you, like, think about Native Americans. Their arrows were made from stone, okay? Yeah. They had arrowheads. So imagine, where would be the worst shot or the worst place to get shot with an arrow made of stone?
Dude, the calf seems like it would hurt. You're hopping around with an arrow sticking out of your leg.
I think the calf or the thigh. Like, the thigh would hurt, too. The thigh.
I was thinking thigh.
Yeah.
You know, obviously. See, you got to think, if it's the thigh, it's going to last. That pain's going to last. You know, you're not going to die. Like, if you get hit in the chest, there's a chance you're just going to, you know, fall over.
Or, like, you think about, like, the shoulder. Like right there on, like right in the muscle part of your shoulder. Like,
right underneath the clavicle, dude. Yes. Right underneath.
It's like a hard part to reach. Like,
Why are we laughing about it? This shit actually happened.
The chances of us getting shot with it. See, we can laugh about it because the chances of us getting shot with an arrow are slim to none. Okay?
There's dudes in the clouds yelling at us like, it's not my fucking fault I was born in 1785.
Like, yeah, real funny, guys.
All right, sweet.
Yeah.
Have fun with your golf videos and you're being born in 1985. You lucky bastard.
Like, let me tell you what it's like to be shot with a rudimentary arrow. Oh, my God. Didn't even see. Some guy in the fucking woods there was just... Yeah, you got some guy with some goofy-ass outfit on with a longbow just launching arrows blindly. God.
I can just envision the calf shot, though. The guy just sitting there, dude. Fucking.
No.
Oh, and he starts hopping.
No.
I got
the worst spot. At the worst spot. Right in the foot. Right in the top of the foot.
He's trying to look back at it. Ah. Shit hurt.
Top of the foot. You're sitting there, you know, just whittling, all right? You're just, the day is done, and you're just whittling because there's nothing else to do. All of a sudden, just an arrow in the top of your foot. It gets your foot. It goes all the way through. Now your foot's stuck to your terrible wood deck that you put in front of your sod hut. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you go from 0 to 100 real quick, dude.
Yeah, you got this horrible leather shoe that you're wearing. It's literally just it's animal skin that you tied around your foot with some rope that you had to make. Oh my God.
Dude, just death around every corner.
You're
just waking up every day. Like,
the good news is,
I'm still alive.
The good news is, they're going to sell. You had a nice long life at the age of 27. So you know you live.
Right. God. He was old.
He was old. He was 27.
He made it.
He's an old man. Funny. All right. God, dude, my throat hurts from laughing. All right, everybody. That's going to do it for us here, the Plan B After Show podcast. Facts and opinions. Thank you so much for hanging out, and we'll see you next time. Here's a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle.
Gilson.
Do the sound effect again.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.